Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be speaking with Cameron, who runs a very successful Etsy shop that this year is going to be doing about $130,000 in revenue. But he doesn't know what to do with it after he graduates college and starts a job and wants to know whether or not he should sell the business, or maybe he should try to outsource it, or really wants to figure out what to do with this. So let's talk to Cameron, figure out exactly what he does on Etsy and what he's going to be doing with the business going forward. So Cameron, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Not a lot. Yeah. So I just wanted to call. I think I submitted a couple of weeks ago about the Etsy shop that I own. So
yeah, tell me about it.
We sell metal keychains and jewelry and wallet cards and luggage tags and all kinds of stuff that I use a laser machine to engrave. So I started it back in high school, and now it's what I use to pay for college and my full-time job for now.
That's amazing. So how much money are you making then from Etsy?
So I think all-time revenue is looking at somewhere around $230,000, $240,000. So we're hoping for about $130,000 in revenue this year.
Wow. That's incredible. How did you start that? How does one decide that you could make an Etsy store and make a lot of money from it?
So I was in high school when I started. I was a junior in high school, so I was like 16. And my parents, you know, we sat down and talked about college. I knew I wanted to go to college, but I knew that they weren't going to be able to pay for it. So I had to figure out a way to do it myself. And I had used Etsy a couple times before, just bought stuff, you know, for family or friends or whatever. So I decided just to start something. And at that time, I was hand stamping everything. I was hoping to make like a couple $100 for college, basically, you know, buy a textbook or two. So that first year, I started the shop in April, and then that December, we did between $4,500 and $5,000, I think, that first December, which is obviously our biggest time of the year with Christmas, which at the time was, like, crazy. I hadn't expected that at all. I had been doing, you know, a few hundred dollars a month, and then that first December was nuts. So I was like, okay, this might be, like, a full-time thing. So I started investing more in it and, you know, just trying to build it up more and more, and then it just took off, particularly last year, and then even more this year. So we're looking at about $130,000 revenue just for 2019.
Wow, that's amazing, man. That is so cool.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been pretty good.
How are you able to scale that quickly?
Well, it's been 4.5 years. So I started in 2015, in April 2015. So it's been about 4.5 years. And up until this past February, I was doing everything by hand. So I was using a hammer and metal stamps to stamp one letter at a time on thousands and thousands of orders, which was like ridiculously time consuming. Mm-hmm. So it was getting to the point where we're not going to be able to scale it, where last Christmas, it took three people working 40 hours a week just to get through the amount of orders that we had. So I said, you know, there's no way we're going to be able to do this next year if we grow at all. So I invested in the laser machine, which we still do by hand. So we still hand position everything and make all the digital files and everything. But now we're able to do, if somebody orders, if there's 20 different people that order the same keychain with like different things on it, I can then make one file and then do 20 keychains at once instead of just one. So it's about the same time-wise on smaller orders or like smaller numbers of orders. Mm-hmm. And then as we get more and more orders, it scales better and better. So the more orders we get, the cheaper it is to make, both for labor and for like operating costs.
That is so cool. Oh, that's awesome, man. Yeah. So what's the question?
The main issue that I was having is, so I'm a college student. I'm graduating this December with a computer science degree. Mm-hmm. And I actually found out this morning that I got hired by the company that I wanted to work for. So I'm starting that job in January. So I'm trying to, because the ultimate issue for me is I don't want to be a keychain maker as a career. You know, it's been great, but you know, I've gone to, you know, 4 years of school for computer science. That's what I really am interested in. And, you know, long-term it's going to be more lucrative and more consistent than this shop could be. So my issue is what to do with the shop once I start working full-time, because I'm not going to be able to be working full-time at my software engineering position. And then also especially during Christmas, full-time at the shop. So this time of year, and like most of the other times during the year, it's maybe 10, 15 hours a week. It's not that much work. But during Christmas, where we're getting 100, 200 orders a day, it's crazy. So I'm not going to be able to sustain that long-term. So my I was trying to decide between whether or not I should sell the business entirely or like hire somebody on to work with me or something to that effect. So
yeah,
that's what I'm trying to figure out now.
Here's what I think. I don't think a business ever runs as well as it could if you hire it out. Not to say you're not going to make, you know,
right.
still you could make, you know, 80 to 100,000 a year by doing this. It just wouldn't run as well as if you are directly involved day to day. How do you feel being a manager? Because that's really what you would do. If you decide not to sell it and you decide to keep running it, you would essentially just become a manager of someone else. How do you feel about doing
right.
that?
Well, I'm nervous. Well, I would ideally, I think if somebody said, hey, I'll offer you 200 grand for it right now. I don't know if that's a realistic number. It's just a number I came up with. If somebody said, I'll give you 200 grand for it right now, if it was after this Christmas where we make all of our money, I would probably be serious in considering it just mm-hmm. because that's, especially since, you know, my girlfriend and I are probably going to be moving soon. We're going to be, you know, starting a new life and, you know, we both have jobs. We're going to be looking for a house, you know, so that money would be helpful now. The problem is that it's against Etsy's terms of service to outright sell it. It has to stay. It has to maintain ownership. So I would have to maintain ownership of it, or I'd have to still be the like main owner or whatever. So the best I could do would be to essentially sell it, where I would like hire my dad or somebody else to run everything basically, but keep my name as the owner. I don't know how feasible that is. I know he can't do that this year. We're going to look into that maybe next year. I'm not really sure.
I don't know how feasible that would be also for legal reasons. Like, what
right.
if the one in a million chance someone sues? Some mm-hmm. someone chokes on something and they sue, you know?
Right.
And you're still legally the owner even though you've sold it. I mean, maybe you could look into selling the rights to something, but you know,
right.
so someone could run your business for you. But even then, it sounds like a headache, and I think for anyone plunking down $200,000...
Well, I think the problem is that we can't just outright sell it because of Etsy's terms of service. They don't allow that. So I would, like, they would never know, obviously, if I sold it. But if they were to find out, that person could get the shop shut down immediately, which is, you know, obviously a liability that I wouldn't want to put on somebody.
It sounds like for anyone with that amount of money, I wouldn't want to take the risk, and I wouldn't assume anyone else would want to take that risk of plunking down like 200K or however much it's worth. Any more than six figures, I wouldn't risk it. I wouldn't put that on the line. Sounds like your best bet at this point is really just to try your best to outsource it. And even if you pay a little bit more for a really, really, really good manager, you make a little less money, but you find someone who's really motivated, or you give them a base salary plus a percentage of profit, so that way they're really incentivized, and you find like a real go-getter who's really like into this and willing to scale it, and maybe willing to expand out a little bit further into that. Seems like the best thing, and you just become a manager and you just suck it up and you work, you know, and you manage someone.
And I don't mind doing that. I'm not afraid of working too much.
I
don't want to work myself to the bone for a $20,000 salary. So
I get that.
I think what I'd love to do is have my dad end up being the manager or whatever, like you were saying, because he owns his own business and has for 20 years. So I know he knows how to do it. And he is sort of in a similar position that I am now, where he owns a pressure washing company. So he's really busy in the summer and not busy at all in the winter, which is the exact opposite of how we are.
Yeah.
And he's sort of in the process, too, of hiring people and becoming a manager kind of thing. So he's going to be looking for something to do day to day, I think, especially as my parents are getting older and getting towards retirement or whatever. So I'm thinking that if that would, you know, if he'd be willing to do it, if that would be a viable option, I would love it to do that with him, because I know, like you said, I know his work ethic and his, you know, willingness to grow it and try to make it as best as it can be.
That sounds like the best option. I would be super happy if you ended up doing that. And again, finding someone even just to maintain it, or if you can grow revenue a little bit, that seems like the best option.
Right.
And you just manage.
Well, yeah, and we've had like pretty incredible growth. Like, I think the first year, in fact, I can pull it up and tell you, but I mean, we're growing at like a pretty ridiculous rate, because last year I think we did $73,000, and this year we're looking at 130. So I mean, it's growing significantly, and especially as Etsy grows too, our potential customer base is going to grow.
Not only that, but you're going to get a lot of repeat customers. Can you get an email list from Etsy, from all of your customers that have ordered?
Well, I have access to view them. I'm not allowed to cold call people. Or I mean, I could, but again, it's like if somebody reported it would be an issue. So the first year we did Oh, it's not going to show me. Hang on. Yeah, I think the first year we did like 10 or 12 grand, and then the next year was like 40 something, and then the third year was 53, and last year was 73, and this year we're looking at 130, 125, something like that.
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to continue growing. I have no doubt. And even if the growth stalls a little bit as you hire it out, so be it. But it's better than just letting it go. And it's better than selling, given the terms of service of Etsy.
Right. And I think for the next year, like I was saying, since it's when it's not Christmas or Valentine's Day, like the next highest, you know, next most busy part of the year, I think it's only like 15 hours a week or so. So between me and my girlfriend being able to work on it, have full-time jobs, but 15 hours a week between two people is nothing. So being able to do that and take, I don't know, a $40,000 salary out of it or whatever, $40,000 over the year in addition to two software engineering salaries is more than enough to, I mean, that's just like money that we can save for a down payment or something like that. So
I agree.
I think it'll be supplementary income at least for the next year or so.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan to me, man. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, appreciate it.
You got it, man. And let me know what happens. We should do a follow-up in like 6 months from now.
Yeah. Just shoot me a text or an email or whatever, and we can talk about it. I'd be happy to.
For sure. Thanks again, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, have a good one.
You too. Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, if you guys enjoy videos like this, make sure to smash the like button, subscribe button, and notification bell. Also, make sure to add me on Instagram. I post here pretty much daily, so if you want to follow me there, make sure to definitely follow me there. And then lastly, we have a private Discord group in the description for anyone who wants to join it. We got about 5,000 members in it so far. It's a really amazing community, so if you want to be a part of that, feel free to be a part of that there. And then, I know I said lastly, and then actually lastly, if you guys want two free stocks, all you got to do is use the link in the description, deposit $100. Webull will give you two free stocks. One of those stocks could be valued up to $1,000. So if you want just two free stocks, and everyone loves free stuff, just go and do that. Deposit $100, get it. If you want to keep using it afterwards, so be it. It's a really great app, $0 stock trades, so feel free to use that. Thank you so much for watching, and until next time.